The market these days feels like a dangerous place with a few attractive things thrown in there. Well, if you want to learn the difference between attractive and dangerous, you go to the experts at New Constructs. That's where we're headed now on the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs about stocks that, well, that look a little bit different than others might expect, because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And, well, frequently, it's about what's misleading. It's about how everybody else looks from the top down, sees the numbers, and says,
"You are so good looking."
Where at New Constructs, they add the question,
"Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?"
Yep. And then sometimes they come to the conclusion when they dig in from the footnotes that
this is an ugly business, man.
Yeah. If it's ugly, the business that's ugly is misleading, and that can make it dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks, so you can get more about anything you hear us talk about. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Joining me today from New Constructs, Kyle Guskey, investment analyst with the firm. Kyle, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
MongoDB.
Danger, danger.
MongoDB. What's the problem here?
This is a kind of classic case of a high growth stock that's been, you know, price has been driven up significantly, even with, you know, market up and downs, despite significant competition. They've got a freemium model that really isn't converting anything to profits, but they've got excellent revenue growth, and that's kind of driven the stock to new heights as we've been going. But when we look at it from a little deeper level, we see that core earnings have actually declined, you know, each of the past 3 years, gone from negative $96 million to negative $158 million. Despite that impressive revenue growth, we get significant free cash flow burn. And then really they're in a market where they're going up against large incumbent tech companies, you know, Microsoft's, Oracle's, Google's, Amazon's, and they've got highly negative margins, negative 34%, highly negative ROIC. And they're, you know, winning market share at the time, but when it comes time to actually flip that switch into profitability, we're not seeing the easy path to profitability that the price would imply, especially as kind of revenue growth is slowing, but that cost growth is not slowing. Costs are actually rising year over year, whereas revenue growth is still rising, but at a much slower pace than it has in the past, and all of that kind of leads to a significantly overvalued stock price.
Well, revenue growth is slowing, but revenues have been growing. Profits, on the other hand, really haven't in this company. So is there any hope that they become profitable when the revenues aren't growing as fast as they are? I mean, do they turn the corner, or is this a company that you don't think can turn the corner at all?
It's certainly possible. You see, you know, turn margins highly negative, get that, you know, lower margin, but at the expense of revenue growth. And unfortunately, the stock price is implying that they need to actually increase revenue growth while also converting those margins from negative 34% to, you know, much higher. So it kind of needs a price for perfection right now, as far as we see with, you know, significant competition from, like I said, those tech giants, also other premium models. Looks highly unlikely to increase revenue growth while also significantly cutting costs and improving profitability.
You talk about it being priced for perfection. How out of whack is perfection from reality?
Yeah, so to simply justify, you know, current price, we looked at our DCF model, and, you know, if they can achieve 13% NOPAT margins, which is the average of all the software companies that earn a positive margin under our coverage, it's compared to negative 34% for MongoDB, and grow revenue by 30% compounded annually for the next 13 years, that justifies the current price. So we're looking at generating over $12 billion in revenue over a decade from now, which would be, you know, nearly half of the market at the moment, or is expected in the future. So we're looking at massive expectations. So then we looked at, you know, okay, bring it back a little bit, something more reasonable. Even if they do get that 13% NOPAT margin, which is probably optimistic in the short term, and grow revenue by 25% compounded annually for the next decade, they're looking at something closer to, you know, $59-$60 a share.
Any idea what the catalyst is going to be? Is this a simple earnings miss and people will see that, like, oh, that's a problem, or is it something else?
We do think in this case, it could be earnings. You know, they've beat earnings in all the quarters since they've been reporting, since IPO. And it's been on that, you know, excellent revenue growth. And I think as revenue growth slows, you know, they're guiding for, I think, 24% revenue growth this year, whereas in the 50s last year, year over year. So that revenue growth is slowing. without any signs of, you know, converting to profitability. I think that earnings miss, based on, you know, significant competition encroaching on the industry could lead to, you know, investors realizing, hey, these guys are spending more to make a dollar, and it's, you know, not a business that can actually justify the current stock price.
I mean, you talked about a price of $59 or $60 a share. It is a stock that, well, it's not quite four times that much, but it would seem like this stock could take a massive haircut pretty easily, couldn't it?
Yes, this one, it's definitely got significant downside. And even in our, you know, look at $59.60 a share, that's still growing revenue at 25% compound annually for a decade. So those are still optimistic expectations. Could be even worse.
So it could be even worse on MongoDB, MDB, the ticker symbol. Yeah, that one is ugly. Which in new construct terms is dangerous, right? It's attractive and dangerous. So it is the Danger Zone pick this week. To learn more, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their Danger Zone picks. Follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey is an investment analyst with New Constructs. Kyle, thanks for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
Up next on Money Life, it's the Market Call, and we will be talking about X-Out stocks. Do you not know what that is? Well, you will when Will Rind, the chief executive officer at Granite Shares, comes here next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.